KN4, VWA, KN4, UBG. You out there this morning, Steve? Nothing heard. Anybody got a copy on me out there to see if I'm getting in the repeater? Make sure Echo Link's working.
Clear, Kevin. Sounds good. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee. How you doing this morning, Gary? You doing good on your end? You enjoying that cold weather this morning?
It was rather cold. Took the dogs for a walk this morning and had to bundle up before we went out. And then as we're walking down the lane, I had to move aside some tree limbs that had blown down overnight. So I think I kind of remember hearing some wind last night, but it must have been really stronger than I remember.
Yeah, Roger, I think it was about 9:30-ish, 10 o'clock last night, I heard some ruckus. I have a, what do you call that thing, a breather pipe from my plumbing sticking out the top of the house, and I have a 6-meter loop up on two pieces of screw-together conduit sticking in that thing with a set collar so it don't go down in the pipe. And every time the wind blows, I can tell when it blows because that thing moves around that pipe and I can hear it inside the wall. So that's a good wind indicator.
When the wind rattles the loop. Yep, well, anyway, we got the trees cleared out, and so that was actually when I'm driving out this morning, made it a little easier. And have the puppies here, just going to drop them off, and then have a meeting I go to on Thursday mornings at 11 o'clock, and I'm on duty to make coffee this morning, so I'm going to swing by, pick up some pastries and stuff, and then get to the church and start making some coffee.
Well, Roger that, man. I just wanted to check, make sure I was getting into Echo Link. I figured Steve might be out there listening in the background. I was showing a friend of ours down here in Greenwood, you know, the Echo Link, and, you know, telling him about the ham classes and all that stuff. You're the one that gives out the class up there. So, are there anywhere down here in Greenwood that you can actually take the test down here? I can imagine Greenwood Ham Club or something like that down here probably gives it, don't they?
I know at the Greenwood Ham Fest, which is once a year, I think in January, but I can't remember, the West Carolina Amateur Radio Service gives the test. I'm not sure, but yes, you can check with the club there and find out what the testing schedule, but yes, indeed. And remind them if they're interested that they don't actually have to physically go to the classes, that there's a YouTube channel that you find it by just searching on my call sign, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, and you'll find all the classes recorded and up there on YouTube, and we use the ARRL license manual, so get a book, watch the videos, read the book, and a lot of people are really successful in that way.
Test, when y'all give that test, is that the Red Cross building right there on Grove Road?
In Greenville, yes. The Greenville testing sessions are every third Saturday, so the third Saturday of the month, at 9 o'clock in the morning. Doors open at 8:30. Again, it's the West Carolina Amateur Radio Service that gives the test, and the cost is $10, cash or check, and just need to bring some photo ID, and if you have a license already and you're upgrading, bring a copy of your old license. That'll have your FRN number and all the other information they need. So yes, 940 Grove Road, the Red Cross building, third Saturday of the month.
That runs out. What is it? It's every 10 years, ain't it? You got to start like every 8 years to renew them, right?
The amateur radio licenses now run for a period of 10 years. You don't have to do anything 2 years ahead of time. It's just like 90 days before the license is going to, lapse. All you need to do is actually go to the FCC website, the Universal Licensing System, with your FRN number, and if you haven't already, establish an account, but that's easy and it's free. And then you just online apply for a renewal, and click, 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 and it's done. and it's free. Now, you'll get stuff in the mail from ARRL or W5YI and other folks who will say, hey, we'll help you renew your license for $20. Well, if you want to spend the $20, you can, but you can do it yourself online for free.
Roger that, man. That's what I was explaining to him. I didn't know how that works, but, after you get the technician class or whatever class you're getting, you don't have to do no more tests or anything like that, unless you want, general or extra class. You just basically just upgrade for the rest of your life. Is that correct?
To renew the license. Renewal is what they call it. So, yeah, at the end of the 10-year period, just renew it, and it'll be good for another 10 years. But, of course, we do want you to upgrade because it's more fun the more frequencies you have access to. And the jump from technician to general class is the big one, from the standpoint of you get now access then to high frequency bands where you can talk internationally via shortwave to other hams in other countries around the world. And for me, that's the fun. That's what I love to do. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
KN4 UBG. Well, Roger that, man. I was explaining to him about it, and he was interested in it, and that was a good thing you was on there. That way you could explain it better than I could.
Okay.
So that way, if he wants to do whatever, as far as to get his license, he knows how to do it. And that'd be the easiest way to do it right there. Well, I appreciate it, Gary. I got to get back to work here. You have a good morning on that end, and be safe on the wheels, and have fun with the puppies out there this morning, and be warm. And we'll speak at you a little later. I'll say 73s to you. KN4 UBG, 73s, and have a good one. I'll be clear.
Fine business. Well, you have a great day yourself, and good luck to your colleague there. And if we can do anything to help, not a problem. Happy to do that. And if he sends me an email, you can tell him how to find me on QRZ.com sends me an email. I can send him links to all the handouts that we have for the technician class, so he can just download them as PDF files, and it might help him in his studies, etc. So, 73, KN4 UBG, all the best from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile, just coming into Traveler's Rest.